Chapter 3. The king is dead. Long live the king! There was big news. The king was dead. You are king now, they told Tom. Tom was surprised. He did not want to be king. The servants dressed him. He must do the king's job now. There was a lot to do. There is so much money, thought Tom. Why do the rich have so much and the poor have so little? Tom did not know what to do. He was very worried. Lady Jane Grey and Princess Elizabeth helped him. There was also a boy. He was called Humphrey. Humphrey was the prince's whipping boy. No one could hit the prince, so when he was bad, they hit Humphrey instead. That is mad, said Tom. No, said Humphrey, it is good. I get money for my family. It is a good job. Humphrey was worried. A king does not need a whipping boy, he said. I have no job now, so I have no money. Help me and I will give you money, said Tom. Teach me how to behave like a king. Humphrey was happy. He taught Tom how to behave. There was a lot of noise outside. There was a crowd of people. What is going on? Said Tom. They are criminals, said Humphrey. They are going to die. I'd like to talk to those criminals before they die, said Tom. They brought the criminals to him right away. He was surprised. I have a lot of power, he thought. Tom asked a man, Why are you going to die? I killed someone, said the man. Is it true? Said Tom. Yes, said the man. Tom was sad. Then I am sorry, but you must die. Please, said the man, can you hang me? Yes, said Tom. Why do you ask? Because they want to boil me alive, he said. Tom was shocked. That was very bad. No more boiling alive, he said. Next, Tom asked a woman, Why are you going to die? They say I am a witch, said the woman. They say I made a storm. Did you? Said Tom. No, said the woman. Make me a storm now, and you will live, said Tom. The woman was sad. I can't, so I will die. She cannot make storms, said Tom. She is not a witch. She does not have to die. Everyone was impressed. You are a very clever and kind king, they said. Miles cared for Edward, but Tom's dad returned. He took Edward away. You are my son, said Tom's dad. You are a beggar and a thief. You must live with other thieves and beggars. Edward listened to the men talk. They told stories. The stories were sad. The rich were mean to the poor. When I am king, I will stop this, said Edward. The men looked at him. They were surprised. Then they laughed. They put Edward in an old chair. They gave him a false crown. They pretended he was the king. Edward was very angry. The next day they sent Edward out to beg. Edward didn't want to beg, so he ran away. He found an old priest. Will you help me? Said Edward. I am the prince. The priest was mad, but he believed Edward. After Edward fell asleep, the priest tied him up. The priest was angry because the king was mean to the priests. He wanted to kill Edward because he was the king's son. Edward saw the priest had a knife. I will kill you, said the mad priest, because your father was mean to me. Edward was very scared.